Here we go. It's episode 175, and you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I straight up don't know. I didn't record Monday because the world was on fire. I didn't record Tuesday because the world was on fire. I don't know if the world's still fucking on fire, but it's Wednesday. So I decided to do it because maybe people want to laugh. I don't know. I just don't know. I do know that the world is fucked, and it gets worse and worse by the day. Man, I thought COVID was... You remember COVID? Do you remember coronavirus? Do you remember coronavirus? Shit is getting real. Well, it got real, and it had nothing to do with coronavirus. Because people are rioting and looting out there, and part of me wants to be like, don't riot or loot, and part of me wants to be like, dude, I fucking get it. I keep thinking of that clip that Tupac said when he's like, you know, well, when you're, it's like opening the door and seeing a party and all the people are in there throwing salamis and they all got food and they're fucking having a party. And I say, hey, can we have some of the food? And then everybody in the fucking party says, oh, we don't have any food. I don't know what you're talking about. And he says, oh, okay. And then the next day you come by and say, hey, can we please have food? And we're singing, can we have food? Can we please have food? And you say, oh, we can't. We don't even know what you're talking about. There's no food here. You come back a week later. It's not and singing anymore. It's give us some food. We want some food. And then they're like, well, we don't have food. We don't know what you're talking about. A year later, 2 years later, you're going to be coming in and you're going to be like, give me that motherfucking food. I keep thinking about that clip because people tried kneeling and people didn't want to hear that. There were a lot of Drew Breeses out there. People tried kneeling and that didn't work. Okay, so maybe then we don't need as many windows. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know what the answer is. That's the thing. What I know is I have no fucking idea how much racism is in the world. I keep thinking I know, and then some other shit opens my eyes to it. I posted a fucking thing 3 or 4 days ago, 2 days ago, I don't know, about Black Lives Matter, and I couldn't believe the comments. I thought maybe I should disable comments on this, and I thought, nah, fuck it, and I didn't. And I can't believe the comments under it. I can't believe the fucking racist shit under there. And I can't believe it because I don't know because I'm a white guy. I don't deal with this shit every day. You know, and I guess that's what they say. That's privilege. But I had no fucking idea, man. I saw people, all lives matter, man. It's racist to say Black Lives Matter. Are you fucking kidding me? If you think that's racist, put on a vest with a bunch of pockets and go fucking hiking. Dude, that is insane. It's not, look. I say Black Lives Matter. Someone says Black Lives Matter. And then someone else says all lives. Actually, all lives matter. And then you know what I say? I like bacon. As long as we're going to be saying shit that doesn't pertain to the last shit that we said, I like fucking bacon. Also, it's the same thing. If you say Black Lives, that's the whole fucking point, man. It's the whole fucking point. And I'm sick of these motherfuckers telling people when they can and when they can't protest. Like Drew Brees. Yeah, but you can't do it during the national anthem because that's fucking, you're disrespecting the flag. When would you like me to protest? Excuse me, can I protest? What the fuck are you talking about? That's not what protesting is. Protesting is only protesting if you're doing it when you're not supposed to. You're the little kid staying up at night after fucking your parents told you not to. You're protesting. You're not protesting if you're sitting at fucking noon watching cartoons after your parents made you fucking lunch. That's not protesting. That's doing what you're fucking supposed to. Protesting is sitting in front of the TV with the squiggly lines in between the two channels on Skinamax and trying to see a fucking tit for 1 minute. That is protesting with your dick in your hand. That's, dude. Look, all I'm saying is kneeling wasn't fucking working. It wasn't working. And I'm not condoning rioting and looting. I don't think that that's right. I don't think you should be out there breaking windows and shit like that. But what the fuck do I know? I can't imagine how mad. And here's the thing. Everyone should be that mad. You know, if some of us are fucked up, then we're fucked up. If some of us get fucked up, then we are fucked up. We're not good if some of us are fucked. Dude, if you have a family and one of your kids is going through some shit, you're going through some shit as a family. It's just amazing the people, too. It's hard to keep some friends, even. I mean, I see some friends out there posting shit that I'm just like, really, man? This is what you're going to fucking die on this hill? And it's hard, too, because you want to be in the position where you're like, you know what? I want people to have their opinions. This is what America is. I want them to fucking be able to express their opinions and not be canceled. Because fucking 40 people are getting canceled a day. Remember Jimmy Fallon? Nobody even fucking remembers that anymore. That was fucking 8 hours ago. Drew Brees now, because he said what the fuck, you know, and I completely disagree with Drew Brees. Like I just said, protesting is only protesting if you're doing it when you're not supposed to. Hey, Drew Brees, what do you think about black people and Black Lives Matter? Well, I don't think they should be disrespecting the flag. Oh, cool, man. What the fuck's that have to do with anything? I like bacon. I would love to be that fucking interviewer. So you think nobody should disrespect the flag? Well, did you know something about me? I like bacon. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to walk down the street as a black guy or a black woman. I don't know. And I won't ever know. You know, I didn't know how I wanted to start this podcast. I didn't know if I wanted it to be serious or silly. I don't want to fucking try and tell anybody what to do because I hate that shit. The fucking black, you know, the black square that people were posting. I didn't do that. What was it? Blackout Tuesday or whatever. God, that was, to me, it was like, yeah, everyone posted it. All of a sudden I look at Instagram, everything's fucking black. It's like, I'm blind. I don't know what's going on. And then I look and I'm like, oh, you're supposed to post this in solidarity? Look, who really gives a shit what you're posting on Instagram? Okay, I get it. I posted a Black Lives Matter thing because I wanted to show my people that follow me that I supported the movement. And that's good. It's not bad. And then everyone started posting this black square and hashtagging Black Lives Matter. And then people were like, you gotta post a black square, otherwise you're a fucking piece of shit. And then we were like, and then everyone was like, I don't know. And then before I even fucking decided to post a black square or not, people were like, well, you fucked up if you post a black square. Because you put Black Lives Matter and it's clogging the feed. And now we don't know what the fuck, where to donate, because we can't click the hashtags and see where to donate. We can't click the hashtags and see what's going on. Some cops are shooting at motherfuckers with rubber bullets. We can't see it. We gotta click the hashtag and we can't fucking see it. So you fucked up posting a black square. Okay, then, you know what? Then my post is the Black Lives Matter one. That was the last one I did, and that was the one. Bro, these motherfuckers are out here trying to get you canceled, man. Post a black square. Do it. You did it? You fucked up. A lot of it is about complying, which is weird as fuck, man. There was a fucking clip now, and I had it saved, and they fucking deleted it. Where a bunch of white people were on the ground kneeling, renouncing, is that the right word? Their white privilege. They were like, I promise never to be privileged. I promise to do as well as I can and lift up black people. And it was like, dude, hey, you white people, that doesn't absolve you. You think it's that easy? That's white privilege, you fucking morons. Oh, dude, let's get together in a park and fucking sing. Racism over. No. Dude, I want to protest against that protest. You don't get to absolve yourself in a fucking afternoon. There's 500 years of fucking slavery, whatever the fuck it is, and you think because you go into a park and you're like, I'll lift up black people, I promise, and then you feel good about yourself, you leave and you're just like, cool, well, I guess I'm going to heaven. You're doing that for you, motherfucker. And this is where I would be in a fucking audience and people would be like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because shit is getting real. Remember coronavirus? Man, unbelievable. Tabor College was... It's so fucking funny that some of these people just feel like they need to post because it's a PR move. Tabor College. Tabor College is committed to treating all people with respect because every person on the face of the earth matters to God. Treating people as if they do not matter misses the mark that Jesus set for all of us, especially those who are followers of him. We desire to be peace, salt, and light in our world of violence, chaos, and evil. We want to overcome evil with good and bring healing to brokenness. Our faith in Jesus Christ empowers us to equip men and women to be instruments of peace, justice, and healing. We are taking actions that will help us live out this commitment to Christ, his kingdom, and our society. Eh? So religious. Loaded in religion, dude. Just fucking say, first of all, there's some evidence about these motherfuckers. Look at this guy tweeted to Tabor College. You threatened every athlete that if they took a knee in peaceful protest, they would be suspended. Okay, so then what side are you on? A piece of shit. Come on, guys. Just shut the fuck up at this point. You made your bed. Just fucking stay sleeping. It's like that Lea Michele girl, dude. I don't know her at all. Have zero clue even really who she is. But I found out that she's on Glee. You know, after the fact that Glee was on. And she was talking about... What was the fucking thing Lea Michele said? On Twitter. Trying to look for it. Lea Michele. Can't find it, can't find it. On fire. He didn't fucking show it to me. Did you add it, dude? Can't find it, great. Everyone's fired in the world. Can't find it, fucking yes, dude. How do you spell Michelle? Ah, yes, one L, not how you spell it, yes. Got it. She wrote, George Floyd did not deserve this. This was not an isolated incident, and it must end. Black Lives Matter. Dude and somebody on Glee took her to town, dude. She writes, this girl's name is Sammy Ware. I guess she was on Glee, too. LMAO, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Because I'll never forget. I believe you told everyone, what if you had the opportunity you would shit in my wig, amongst other traumatic microaggressions that made me question a career in Hollywood. Oh, God. And 486,000 likes. Wow. How are you going to go say you're going to shit in black people's wigs and then say Black Lives Matter? Obviously, you don't think that and you're Tabor College personified. Somebody wrote, I worked on Glee and it was a known fact that Lea Michele was a huge B-I-T-C-H. I don't say bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. Not even a whispered thing on set. They outwardly resented her. I'm glad others are now aware of this type of person she is. So sorry she's turned as you like this. Ugh. I mean, I don't know about any of this. I kind of heard stuff about her, but after the fact. So I don't know if. I don't know anything about it, but that's crazy. It's so weird. And then she lost her fucking sponsorship with Happy Go Lucky or whatever the fuck it is. Happy Feet. I don't know what the fuck she did. Some skincare thing that was like called Happy fucking Go Lucky, Happy Feet or some shit. Or maybe it was Good Living or Eating Healthy, whatever the fuck it is. But this was the one that I saw that was amazing. This was one that I saw that was amazing. Her name is Lauren Loves Veggies, and she is an annoying vegan. Is that a fucking double? Is that a, what do you call it? A redundant? Dude, vegans aren't all annoying, but there's a high percentage of annoying fucking people in veganism, of course. And I retweeted it, and this is what she said.
this needs to be said.
Here we go.
And I really wish that more people...
Anytime somebody says this needs to be said, guess what?
I feel
needs to be... It doesn't need to be said, okay? That's like saying... That's like being someone who's like, trust me. Horns. Trust me. Trust me. Push. Whoa. Whoop, 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 whoop. Look what this girl said.
I feel like this needs to be said, and I really wish that more people would connect these two dots. But Black Lives Matter and Animal Lives Matter.
Ding, 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 ding. Dude, that is absolutely grenade material. What, dude? Hey, are you 11? Quick question. Did you come out of your mommy 8 years ago? What? Hey, don't ever say black people and animals in the same sentence. Unless you're saying, hey, black people, look out for those animals. Dude, are you out of your mind? Hey, who are you? Who's your parents? Dude, I'm sorry, but like, let's just listen to that a little bit.
More people would connect these two dots. But Black Lives Matter and Animal Lives Matter. Literally all sentient beings.
Oh, dude, how about this? Don't fucking say sentient beings to me. Don't fucking ever say sentient beings, dude. What are you, a goddamn robot? All sentient beings deserve equal rights. From black people to animals to flowers. Sentient beings. If I ever find out what an actual sentient being, I don't know what the umbrella is of sentient beings. If I ever find that out, that's it. I'm going to jump off a building. I don't want to know. Don't ever fucking tell me what a sentient being is.
Deserve a life free from fear, free from abuse, free from unjust prosecution.
I just ate chicken, by the way.
No one, whether it's a human being, especially ones with differently colored skin than yours, and animals.
No one, including people with different skin and animals. No one, whether it be a bird or a zebra. No one. Also,
different creatures than you. If it's not their time to die, they don't deserve to die.
It's not their turn to die.
So stop killing black people and stop killing animals.
Oh, she doubled down and said it again. Maybe she was hoping that since the first time she got canceled, the second one would uncancel her.
Veganism, Black Lives Matter movement, it's all the same.
Oops.
Fight.
Oops. Oops.
All of it. And it's important. Each one of them is so individually important. I really hope that people can start to connect the two.
I ate chicken. I ate chicken, dude. I ate chicken and bacon today. Oh shit, my friend just fucking tweeted under her, this is gross and tone deaf and trash. Be better, think better, read other books, stop this. Whoa. read other books is a good fucking wow, man. Hey, read other books. Spin move and you're out, jumping through a window. Wow, that's amazing, dude. Having sex with a chick. Wow, how'd you blow my back out that hard? Read other books. Sunglasses on. Freeze frame as you jump out the window. Anyway.